Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yesterday was the Epiphany of our Lord. Epiphany means revelation, manifestation, bringing to light what was dark, making clear what is blurry. What is blurry about Jesus is that he looks like a man, but he's really God. His humility blurs his glory, but we celebrate the manifestation of his glory. We celebrate Jesus showing himself to be God. And we celebrate people who saw and believed what is blurred by his humanity and his humility. In Jesus, people come to him and recognize God in the flesh and worship him. Scripture says, Magi from the east went in search of the King of the Jews because they saw a star rise, his star. It doesn't say they were wise men, but we assume they were. Scripture doesn't say that there were three wise men. We assume there were. It doesn't say they were Gentiles, but we assume they were. It doesn't say that the star actually leads them, but we assume it did. It doesn't say the gifts were prophecies about Jesus, but we assume they were. We assume a lot. That's okay. But what we know is that men came from a foreign land to worship the King of the Jews. These wise men come and they worship him. They proskuneo, bent the knee, worshiped him. This is a fulfillment of the prophecy about the Christ, that all nations will come and worship him. Jesus came into the world so that every knee in the world would bow, and so that every tongue in the world would confess that Christ is Lord. Not every nation will do so before the end, but peoples from every nation will. So these men came to the land of Judah to find and worship the King of the Jews. They worshiped him. Some might say that doesn't mean anything. Worship was such a promiscuous thing among the nations. They worshiped idols all the time. They probably just thought, here's another god to worship, or another king to honor. His house, just another shrine. Their journey, just another pilgrimage. It's true, worship among pagans was a very open relationship. But the Lord is a jealous God. When apostles and angels of the Lord are worshipped, they say, stop, I'm not God. The scriptures record their protest. It's so important to be clear about it. But when Jesus is worshipped, there's no problem. Thomas says to Jesus, my Lord and my God. Hebrews says of Jesus, let all God's angels worship him. John says of Jesus, he was the Word of God and he was God. When these wise men from a foreign land leave their foreign lands and their foreign deities to come and bow down and worship the true God in his true image and likeness, their worship isn't refused. It isn't corrected. It's presented as true, monogamous worship of the one true God. They worship Jesus as God. How did they know to do this? Some think that when Daniel, the prophet Daniel, was in Babylon, the magician's guild there, these were magi after all, the magician's guild way back then got a copy of his Bible. Or they heard him teach from Genesis, a star shall arise out of Judah. Once they got there, the magi, they're taught from Scripture to go to Bethlehem. It's nice to think that these wise men were saved through access to the Bible, to the scriptures. But again, we don't know. And that's okay. The Bible is the guardian of sound doctrine. It is the sole rule and norm for our faith. But it's not necessary for salvation. The Bible's not necessary for faith. What it teaches is necessary, but it is not. Salvation comes by believing the gospel, whether you heard it from the Bible or not. Now, this can be a very confusing teaching in the midst of a congregation born of the Reformation. We believe sola scriptura, scripture alone. But the word of God is received by tradition. It's handed down from people to people, from generation to generation. Now, we are blessed, and God prepared it this way, we are blessed to have the Bible, which is the tradition, handed down over the centuries, and without which I have no doubt sound doctrine would be obscured into oblivion by sinful man. We're blessed to have the Bible, which tradition handed down. The word preserved in sacred writings for us to reference, to go back to test our faith, to adjust what we believe and confess to what it believes and confesses. Because those who wrote it down heard it from God. But the word of God can be handed down apart from the Bible. We believe that the word of God is received through tradition. Not false tradition, like praying to saints, obeying popes, purchasing indulgences. But our fathers in the faith handed down to us what they first received. That Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. That he was buried and he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. They did not receive it from the scriptures. But what they received was in accordance with the scriptures. St. Paul says he handed down what he received. He was not born with this word. He received it from somebody. He had to hear it. Men have to receive the gospel from someone who heard it, all the way back to someone who heard it directly from God. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Job, Noah, Adam and Eve. Moses, for most of his life, never had a single page of scripture. He wrote the first of it, after all. But they all believed the word that was handed down to them. And they believed what was in accordance with the scriptures that were written down afterwards. All this to say that the gospel creates faith. The gospel saves people. And this gospel was available before the scriptures. This gospel was available at the beginning of all nations. The first parents of all mankind had received it and handed it down even before there was a Bible. That the son of Eve would come and crush the serpent's head. Not everyone received it. That doesn't mean they haven't heard it. Rahab heard of God's word before the Israelites arrived in Jericho. She lived in a nation that God had devoted to destruction because of its abominations. She lived in a foreign land among evil people, and yet the word reached her and it saved her. Now, maybe the Gideons got there ahead of time and placed a Bible in her nightstand. But maybe it was just word of mouth. And so perhaps the wise men also heard the gospel through the grapevine. But how the gospel reached these wise men is nothing compared to the fact that it did reach them. Somehow they heard it, and believed it and followed it and worshiped it and were saved. The word caused them to pack up their camels and pick up their tents to go to church. That is, to the place where God placed Jesus Christ in the world and for the world to be worshiped. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes our understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.